but very definitely Matt, we believe, has now matured. His first couple of years in the league were a little sporadic, but watching him this year, there's no question he's upgraded his game and brings, as I say, that puck movement dimension to the game.
How interested were you in him shot when I think there was a slew of teams that were all over him, but he had
We were involved. We weren't involved to the financial level that obviously the Rangers were, and being more of a, he went to Boston U, and being a New York guy, I think there was a real preference to stay in New York at that time. Now he's found, like a lot of pros do, that you are inclined to move around more often. Talking to him today, it sounded like coming to a hockey market and place where every, like, he's obviously got some phone calls from some of the media, and he's excited about that, and thinks he can jump in and help our team towards a push for the playoffs.
I know you didn't. You said you didn't really want to get a rental guy that was a UFA, but is this almost like what you did with Craig Anderson last year? You bring him in, you kind of give him a test drive for 10, 15 games if it works from both sides?
Without a doubt. That was the approach we took right away when we started talking about Matt, was that he gets a chance to look at us, we get a chance to look at him. We think that if he likes what he sees of our group, and in reverse, we like what we see and what he brings to our team. We do have a couple of veteran guys that are offensive-minded that, you know, are nearing a time in their career where they'll move on, that we have another person that brings that ability to our team.
Brian, where does he fit now? Is he a depth guy, or do you see him as a top-six guy?
Well, I believe he'll be a top-six guy. I think that if you look at what we've done, Brian was playing in the last little while in the lineup. Matt will be plugged in, whether he's plugged in with Chris Phillips or with Jared Cowan. He'll be, I believe, one of those two partners. He's not a depth guy. He's an NHL player and probably top four or five defenseman. I'm not the coach, and I'm a poor guy to ask because I have no idea, but I believe that's where he'll fit.
Talk a little bit about the guy that should have built as well, Brian. He's been 7 solid years in your
game. As I said, we appreciate what Brian did here. We think he's growing as a player. I think he'll go there now and have a chance with Tampa. As I said, Steve is trying to rebuild the defense down there. I think he'll get a chance to be plugged in, and then it will be using his ice time to be important. And I think that opportunity is there for him, and I'm sure, knowing Brian, he'll grab it and be a regular player.
Why he was never able to seize a real full-time top six spot in Ottawa?
Well, everybody judges in their own way. At times, Brian thought he was, you know, he should have been that. Our coaching staff over a course of time just felt that he was one of those people that was in and out of the lineup because of maybe not giving the offensive contribution that some other person could give. Having Matt Carkner, in some games we wanted to play Matt because of toughness and size and strength. And I think Brian's taken some time to develop his body and develop his game. And as I say, I hope that for his sake that he gets a chance now to be a regular player.
There's only been 9, 10 maybe trades. Are you surprised with the price? It's just as ridiculous as you stated before.
Yeah, I've talked to, I don't know, not every general manager, but a fair number over the last couple of days. And there's no question that we weren't trying to do very much, but we were trying to do a couple of things, and the ask was so high that it just didn't make any sense for me. I could have traded one or two of our young prospects and got a player for today, but that wasn't the mode. And like with Brian was going to be a restricted free agent. We had to look at whether we were going to re-sign him going forward. So I thought that was a fair trade to bring in Matt Gilroy and decide on him rather than maybe go further with Brian. So the asking price in a lot of cases was very high. I just heard some of the comments a few minutes ago on a couple of rental players, and it's hard to do. It's hard to do unless you're a sure bet to be in the finals.
You talked about
possibly this is an audition period between you and Gilroy. You hoping that you speak to him before you traded for him, that you will have a chance to re-sign him, that he's not just going
to
go?
You never have a chance to talk to a player before you trade for him because it's called tampering, so I did not talk to him until after the trade was made. So I had no feel whatsoever. Steve Yzerman and I talked about an hour before the trade. That was the first conversation about either player.
You get a sense, though, that he's open to re-signing?
I don't even know his agent, Brent, so I haven't gone there yet. I think that we have, over a period of time, an opportunity for that to happen.
Brent, sounds like Bishop's going to go down to Binghamton. Did you have a chance to speak with him and sort of give him your idea of what your plan is for him?
Yes. Yeah, we had him in today around lunchtime. Outlined why he's going to play hopefully down there tomorrow night, possibly Friday, and then we're going to get a chance to look at him. And I think for a couple of reasons. Obviously, Rob and Leonard played well last night, and it would be unfair not to come back with them tomorrow night. Number two, I think it gives really the most important thing in this business, as you know, is to get through trade deadline day and talk to the media often. So I'll talk to the players afterwards.
But the plan is to see Bishop in an NHL game in the near
future? Oh, yeah, absolutely. He will play here. And unless Craig is playing it next week sometime, which is not going to happen, I don't believe, but Bishop will play then.
Brian, you have a history of making a lot of your bigger deals away from the deadline. Some of that's predicated on injury.
Yeah.
Is that kind of a strategy? Do you think the prices are often better away from the deadline?
I think if you can go to another team, have an idea what you'd like to do and talk about it and set it up, I think for the sake of both teams, number one, you get the guy for a little longer period of time. You take a little more money on, but you get that evaluation as well, and you get the service of a player. If you think he's going to help you, why don't you get him to help you longer rather than shorter? And so I've tried to do that, but I do think that it changes on game day. I think what happens to all of us, if you have an asset and you can wait as long as you can wait, you might get two or three other teams involved in discussions and drive the price. So I've always felt that I think I've done three only on deadline day, but I've done quite a number prior to that, and I think that's a strategy I like. It doesn't always happen, but I like it.
Brian, with Gilroy, then it's fair to assume that he could be the potential replacement for some offensive defenseman for guys whose contracts may be.
Well, he can play that role. Yeah. Let's put it that way. And if we decide we're doing something with a couple of these veteran guys and they want to stay here, then we'll have another asset to deal with as well. But I believe he's in that category, a player where he can play that role for us. And if we ever come up short there, somebody said, you got Eric Karlsson. Well, it's really nice to have Eric, but you have to have a few other pieces in that area too. As I say, I think the game is different today than it was a few years back when you got the big defensive defensemen. I think you need one or two of them, but I think you need mobility back there more than anything.
When did this deal with Lee and Gilroy, did it start? I know you were in Tampa last week, you had a chance to talk with Yzerman, or was it just in the last day?
I called Steve to congratulate him on Mike Commodore, and I said, oh, by the way, and that was an hour before it happened. He called me, he was real good, I said, I would do this. He said, give me 10 minutes, he called me back in roughly 10 minutes, and said, if you give me something else as well, and we negotiated that out and made the deal. So just this afternoon.
All right.
Okay, thank you.